The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, we're back. We're going into our old-time radio segment, which is The Whistler, and the episode is Mirage.
Have you heard the weird tales of The Whistler?
I'm the Whistler.
There's something wrong. Terribly wrong. I'm going to wait a few more days, and when I'm sure, I'm going to take care of you, Joe.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm going to kill you.
Sunday night, and again, CBS presents The Whistler.
I, the Whistler, know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. And so tonight I tell you the bewildering story of Mirage. Fred Adams is an attorney, a promising young attorney. Fred is a specialist, for his practice has been limited to nightclubs and bars. In other words, Fred is what is called a mouthpiece. He steps gaily down the street tonight, unaware of the two men leaning against the black sedan parked in the shadows between the lampposts.
Hi, Fred. What's your hurry?
Huh? Oh, hello, Joe. What are you and Mike doing in this end of town?
We're waiting for you, Fred. Thought you might like to take a little ride.
Ride?
Yeah, the boss wants to have a little talk with you, Fred.
Well, not tonight. I'm busy. Got an appointment.
The boss would like to talk with you, Fred. Get in.
I told you I'm busy. I'll drop around tomorrow.
What are you so busy about, Fred?
How'd you like a poke in the nose?
Get in the car, Fred.
Let go of me, you hood!
We ain't kidding. Get in.
What'd you two guys do without a gun?
Get in.
Okay, okay.
Later, Fred makes his way through the crowded tables of the Swank Tripoli Cafe toward a door marked manager. He hesitates a moment, glances at the two men beside him, and knocks. Across the room, a beautiful woman sits behind the desk, toying with a long cigarette holder.
Come in, Freddy. Come in.
Well, we got him, boss. And where do you think he was? Over on Park Avenue.
How fancy. Wait outside, Joe. I want to talk to Freddy. Alone.
Yeah.
Sit down, Fred.
Well, what's wrong? You in trouble again, Gloria?
Would it matter to you if I were in trouble?
Of course it would.
Where have you been the past week?
Has it been a week since I saw you last?
You know it has. And a week is too long to suit me, Freddy.
Well, you know my phone number. If anything had happened, you'd have found me.
Doesn't make me very happy to think I have to go out looking for you. Kind of lets me down.
Oh, for the love of Pete, what happened?
Nothing's happened here at the cafe.
Well, what's the matter, then?
It's you, Fred. It's what you've done.
I haven't done anything.
Why do you think I paid your way through law school?
Well, because you wanted to. And because you needed a lawyer around.
Is that all?
I don't know.
I thought we were together in this thing for keeps.
Well, yeah. I'm still your attorney. What else do you expect of me?
You have the nerve to sit there and say that. You know how I feel about you. You've always known.
We've always been pals, good friends.
Pals? Friends? Oh, Freddy.
Now, what are you trying to say?
I knew for the past 3 weeks that you were changed. Couldn't figure it out. But I found out this afternoon. Here it is in the paper. District attorney's daughter to wed young lawyer.
Well, what about it?
Are you really in love with her, Fred?
Certainly. Why shouldn't I be?
I don't think you are. I knew you were campaigning for the DA in this last election. I know you're ambitious. I think you've got your eyes on a job in the DA's office more than you have on the girl.
I tell you, I love Brenda Gibson, and you can think whatever you like.
Is she pretty?
Very pretty. Young.
I don't like the way you said that, Fred. I'm not so old.
I didn't mean it that way. You're a very beautiful woman, Gloria.
Am I?
But, well, I don't know what it is. You've done everything in the world for me. No one could ask for more. And I've always cared more for you than any woman I've ever known. Until now. But there's something about Brenda. That, well, she's so different.
Go on.
I hate to say this to you, but I've got to make you understand. Brenda's intelligent. She comes from a fine family. She has, well, she has culture.
And I came up from the chorus.
Now, Gloria, I didn't expect you to take it this way.
Well, how did you expect me to take it?
I didn't think you were really in love with me. It never occurred to me that you had any ideas about marriage.
What do you think I am, a totem pole?
I looked at our association more as, well, as a business arrangement. You financed me through school, and when I got up in the money, I'd pay you back.
Oh, Fred, don't say any more.
I know I've been blunt, but how else can I tell you? What else can I say?
There's nothing you can say, but I'll tell you something. You're getting out of your element. You don't belong there. You belong here with me. And if you marry her, you'll live to regret the day you met her.
Now, look. Don't be like that. Don't be a hard loser.
You'd be better off dead.
You don't mean that, Gloria?
No. No, Fred, I didn't mean that. Oh, darling, please go before I say any more. I know I haven't a chance, but please go.
I'm sorry, Gloria. Terribly sorry.
Bye, Fred.
I'll be seeing you. Goodbye, Gloria.
Now, a week later, the papers are filled with stories and pictures of Fred and Brenda and the district attorney, and parties and dinners and teas. Read them, Gloria. Pore over them. Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Adams this, and Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Adams that. Read them, Gloria. Read them and weep. Meanwhile, on a train to Miami.
And Fred, darling, after we spend a few days in Miami, we can fly over to Nassau. Father has a place there, and I know some wonderful people. We can have a great time. Fred?
Hmm? Oh, what did you say?
Snap out of it, darling. We're on our honeymoon.
Yes, Brenda, I'm sorry. I know we're going to have a swell time.
My sister Nella's spending the summer at Nassau.
Why didn't Nella come home for the wedding? She was to be your bridesmaid.
I told you, dear, you can't always get transportation just when you want it these days.
After all, Nella's your only sister. She could have made an extra effort.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, business.
Business? What business?
I was thinking about my new job. How did your father happen to make a place for me in the DA's office?
I suppose he thinks you're a capable young attorney.
Did you ask him to appoint me?
Well, I may have had something to do with it. Oh, I wanted you to start out right. You don't mind, do you?
Certainly not. Well, swell of you. I only hope I can make good.
You will. And who knows, maybe you'll be the district attorney yourself someday.
I hope so. At least I'll break my neck trying.
Oh, let's forget about everything for the next 2 weeks. But
I love you so very much, Brenda.
Darling, I'll spend all my waking moments trying to make you happy.
Thanks, dear.
You'll never regret the day you met me.
What did you say?
I said you'd never regret the day you met me.
Oh. I should say I won't. Not a chance in a million.
Now the happy honeymoon is over, and Fred and Brenda are back home. Fred is in the district attorney's office and progressing nicely. But Gloria, poor Gloria, still sits in her office at the Tripoli and broods over her fate. She scans every item in the society columns, searching for news about Fred and Brenda. And every item, every picture, nurtures her resentment. And her resentment slowly turns to hate. And finally something snaps in her mind and she begins to harbor thoughts of revenge. Yes. Revenge.
Joe! Joe!
Yeah? What are you yelling about, Gloria?
I wasn't yelling. Close the door.
Well, it sure sounded like yelling to me.
I said I wasn't yelling.
Okay. I apologize.
No, sit down.
Oh, look, Gloria, what's eating you? Why don't you get out of this office? Go out and visit with the customers the way you used to.
Why should I?
Well, they all miss you. They're all asking, where's Gloria? I run out of excuses.
I didn't call you in here to talk about the business.
Well, maybe not, but I thought it was time I said something.
Where's the evening paper?
I didn't get it.
Why not?
Oh, look, Gloria, snap out of it, will you? Why don't you quit hunting for news about Fred? You're only driving yourself nutty. Fred was a nice guy, but he's gone. He's married. Forget him.
I can't.
Well, you could try.
Not as easy as that.
After all, he ain't the only man walking around. There's one or two others, you know.
Yeah?
Well, there's one guy in particular who might get your mind off Fred, if you'd give him a chance.
Yeah? Who?
Well, I know I'm not as good-looking as Fred, and I ain't got his fancy manners. But I like you just as much as he did. Probably a lot more.
Sorry, Joe.
At least I wouldn't walk out on you for any other dame.
If you did, I wouldn't blame you.
No?
No. I'd blame the other woman. She had no right to take him away from me. He belonged to me.
Oh, Gloria, please forget it.
No, I won't. I can't. I've made up my mind.
Huh? What are you thinking?
Where's your car?
Outside.
Where's your gun?
In my pocket.
Some people are giving a party at their country place tonight for Fred and his wife.
But Gloria...
But Fred was called out of town on business. They're giving the party anyway. And she'll be there. Friends will be there.
So what?
We'll wait for her. And follow her when she leaves.
Wait a minute. Nothing doing. I ain't bumping off no woman.
Sit down and shut up.
You're crazy. You're gone absolutely nutty. I'm getting out of here.
You're driving me to that house.
I won't.
No? I wonder if the police would be interested in knowing who killed Lefty Hammond.
Gloria, you wouldn't.
Wouldn't I?
Well... Okay, you win.
Better. Go get in your car. I'll go out the back way and meet you in the alley.
Gloria and Joe sit in the car in the deep shadows of a spreading tree. The hours drag on, and then about 1:30 in the morning, the party breaks up and the cars begin to leave. Finally, Brenda comes through the gate driving her own coupe.
There she is. That's Brenda. Get going, Joe.
Is she alone?
Yes, she's alone.
I sure wish you'd change your mind.
Don't get too close to her.
No, I ain't got nothing against her or Fred either. What good's this going to do you?
You wouldn't understand.
I think you've gone off your beam. Maybe you're cracked.
Shut up. I'm not crazy, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean.
Drop back a little.
They say crazy people never think they're batty. You might feel different about this in the morning, Gloria. Maybe you ought to see a doctor. Oh! Cut it out. Where do you get off slapping people?
Move along. You're losing her.
Well, lay off that rough stuff. Or I might decide to change my mind about the whole thing.
Nah, you won't change your mind.
It'd be funny if something happened to you.
If anything happens to me, there's a letter in my safe that tells all about you. So you better see that I get back to the Tripoli.
Okay. I was only kidding.
Yeah. We're coming along to that long stretch now. No cars behind us and none coming. Step on it now. Run her off the road. Now, run her off in that ditch.
Say, what's the idea? Are you trying to wreck me?
Get out of that car.
What is this, a holdup?
Get out and shut up.
Oh, I haven't anything but a couple of rings.
Take her rings, Joe.
Well, this is a new one, a woman bandit.
Any money in your purse?
A few dollars.
Take the money and scatter the rest of the things around.
Yeah.
Now, ruffle up her hair, Joe. Muss her up.
You take your hands off me.
Oh, have a heart, Gloria.
Okay, I muss her up, but good.
Look, are you? What's the meaning of this? You've got what you want. Why don't you let me alone?
I'll let you alone, Mrs. Adams.
Who are you?
Start walking.
What?
Start walking off through those trees.
I won't. Oh, stop.
Get moving.
What are you going to do?
See to it that you don't do any more chiseling in, Mrs. Fred Adams.
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
Let her have it, Joe. Now, what are you stalling for? You missed her. Give me that gun. Well, and that's the last of Mrs. Adams.
She's dead.
Yeah. There's your gun. Now, let's get out of here.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter? What are you waiting for?
I'm kind of dizzy. Kind of sick. I can't drive, Gloria. You better drive.
And I thought you were experienced at this business.
If I hadn't seen you do it, Gloria, nobody in the world could have made me believe it. Nobody.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.